You have walked in the truth, and you've put to death those things that I've asked you to put to death. Many of you have come to a place where things have died and where they are very dry, where the things of the flesh have been put to death, where the things that you once had given life to, the things that you had desired and wanted, the selfish ambitions have been put down and they have died and they are dry. And thus says the Lord unto you, today I will breathe upon you. I will bring my life to you. And those places, those desires, and those things that you had once hoped for, and you allowed to die because you set them aside to seek me, and you've allowed them to be put into a place of dryness, I will bring life to them and breathe upon them, and you shall walk in the promises and in the abilities and in the hopes and the things that you had known that I'd called you to, but you were willing to set aside. I am bringing them to life in you, says the Lord, and I will breathe upon this body, and there shall be a shaking, there shall be a change that will come, and up from within you there will rise up an army that will be seen by the world, and they will know that you are of the Lord. And they'll know that the Lord your God has done this in your midst. For I will come and I will display to this generation my power and my glory. And I will use those who have been willing to die and put to death those things, the desires, the hopes, the dreams, the ambitions that you had. And you will see that as you trust in me, I will say what will happen, and it shall come to pass. For there have been many in my church who have had the audacity to stand and say what they will do and what will happen. But I say to you, I am coming to a church that has died to the things of man. I am coming to a church that has been willing to set aside all those ambitions that you had hoped to bring in other people and other things. And you will see that for those who have been willing to die, and those who have been become dry, I will bring life. And the life that I have within them will become a reality. I provided that life 2,000 years ago. And I have been looking upon the earth for those whom I can flow through in the way that I've always desired. And it will be those who have been willing to die, to become as dry bones, to become as useless to the things of the world as death is. And you'll see that through those, I will bring my glory. I will bring a power, a move, a demonstration, the likes of which the earth has not yet seen. And I am pleased to say that you are among those who've been willing to die. You've taken the instruction well. You've allowed me to move in ways that many have brushed aside and said no. But those of you who have listened and have obeyed and have been discouraged and wondered, was it worth it? I say unto you this day, not only was it worth it, but the reward is far greater than anything you could have ever imagined or hoped for. And the things that you'll see, not only in the life to come, but in this life, will be greater than the price you had paid for anything that you've ever bought in your life. So continue. Continue to pay the price. You'll see that what is dying, there's much that is already dead, but there's some that is dying. And what is dying, what is becoming dry, and what is the things which some have thought were important you'll see that those were not the answers anyway. And they weren't the things that were bringing the life that you want to walk in. So as you allow them to die and release them unto me, and you allow them to become dry and desolate and useless, you'll see that the things that are useful will replace that which you had given up, and it will be far greater than anything that you'd ever had. Be far greater than what you were, had hoped to accomplish and thought you would do. For there are some who would say, I thought many years ago I would be beyond the place that I'm at today. But I say unto you, because you're willing to once again lay it down, because you are willing to once again say, no, I'm not going to do it in my own strength, because you are willing to once again, when fleshly ambitions rose up, you put them to death, because you were willing to do those things, you'll see that I will bring my ability, my strength, my power, my anointing, and my grace to bring you to the place that I have called you to be. Many have endeavored to step into a place that they believe they were called to walk in. And I, as a good father, am pleased to see my children wanting more. But even in this, you don't fully understand the place that I've called you to. You don't fully understand the things that I want you to walk in. So be willing to lay that down. Be willing to say, I don't understand the fullness of it. And let me bring a greater understanding and revelation to who you are. And allow me to rise you up beyond the place that you could walk in. Because the things that I'm calling you to, you would never be able to accomplish in your own strength. You would never be able to do without the breath of God that I am breathing upon those who are willing to die.